We're joined on the line this morning by Travis Katz, who is the CEO and co-founder of Trip.com, a travel planning and local discovery app and site. He's here to talk about some of the top destinations for 2017. So, Travis, where are we traveling to in this new year?
Yeah, Bruce and Craig, thanks for having me. So every year, we have about 10 million users on Trip.com, and so we have a lot of data about where people are traveling, and we compile this list based on where real people are going. So this isn't about editors, but where we see our travelers traveling. First on the list this year is Adelaide, Australia. So Adelaide is sort of in Sydney's shadow, but if you want to explore sort of not only great beaches, but a lot of Australia's outdoors. So there's three national parks around Adelaide. There's an island called Kangaroo Island where you can see kangaroos and koalas and all that stuff that you may have dreamed of seeing in Australia. So it's a great and really interesting destination. Number two on the list is Cuba. So as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, this year we lifted our travel restrictions to Cuba. So finally, as Americans, we can actually go there and explore it. So imagine wandering down cobblestone streets amongst old Spanish colonial architecture. There's lots of music, salsas, really born out of Cuba, great food, and also great white sand beaches. So now is definitely the time to go to Cuba, and we're seeing people going in increasing numbers to go in and take advantage of the new opportunity.
Travis, can anyone go to Cuba? I know there was a time there where you had to sort of get like a government waiver to go.
Yeah, so you still have to get a visa to go, but anyone can go now as long as you have sort of, they call it, you need to have a purposeful travel, so you have to explain why you're going, but you can go there for a vacation.
What about taking a sulfur bath? What is this about?
A sulfur bath?
Yes.
No, I don't know about a sulfur bath.
Oh, there's one that's in Georgia's capital?
Oh, yeah, sure. So you're talking about Tbilisi. Yeah, so Tbilisi is number 10 on the list, and a lot of people, so Tbilisi is one of these places that's a very off-the-beaten-track destination. So it's right in the mountains, sort of near the entry to the former Soviet Empire. But it's a beautiful, historic city, incredible architecture, great food. And, yeah, there's sulfur baths there, which is one of the things that people go, and you sort of soak in those. It's supposed to be very, very good for your skin. I'm not sure so much about the smell, but people say it's amazing.
Well, let's talk about some places that maybe people have forgotten, some things that maybe have been on decline but maybe are worth another look. What places would that might be?
Right. So we also look at where are declining destinations, where we're seeing declines in numbers of travelers. And a lot of people say, oh, that means I should stay away. But actually, we look at those as great opportunities to get bargains. And a lot of times there's not a good reason why they're declining, but it's a great place to get deals. So number one on our list this year was Marrakesh in Morocco. So if you think of sort of Arabian Nights, the winding narrow streets, there's these spice souks that are very colorful and all the different colored spices. The food in Morocco is amazing. And so it's a really great place to sort of discover that sense of sort of the old Arabic culture.
How about places locally? I don't want to take the time to get on a plane and travel to Australia or to go to the old Soviet Union. How about something local, things like that? Any recommendations?
Most people don't like to go overseas, and there's a lot of great places on our list that are locally. So one of them on our list is South Padre Island. So a lot of people think of South Padre Island as in Texas, as a spring break destination. But actually, there's a lot more to South Padre Island. They've got a ton of stuff for families. In addition to having just beautiful white sand beaches, there's a dolphin rescue center where you can go and learn about dolphins. It's great for kids to sort of see the wildlife up close and learn about them. They have a turtle rescue center where you can go and see the baby sea turtles that they bring in and then release out to the ocean, as well as a bunch of water parks and those sort of things. So South Padre Island is a great place, and beyond just sort of the party scene, a great place for family.
You mentioned how you got this from real travelers. They become part of Tribe on Trip.com. Tell me how that works, and how do I get involved in that?
Right, so Trip.com is a little different than a traditional travel site. So what we do is we try to take a different approach and personalize our recommendations based on who you are. So we have 19 what we call tribes. So think family travelers, nightlife lovers, outdoor enthusiasts. you tell us what you like, and we can recommend places that other people with similar taste to you like. So if you're looking for a great hotel, you can find the hotels, and then we'll guarantee you the best prices because we search across the web. Great restaurants, things to do, and we really work as a one-stop shop. Our motto is less work and more fun, and we really want to help you find the stuff you're looking for more quickly so you can spend more time enjoying the trip itself.
And the key thing with real time is a lot of times, you know, things that were good a year ago may not be the same, or, you know, whoever there was recently there can kind of give you the latest update of what's been happening.
Exactly. So a lot of us used to rely on travel guidebooks, and the problem with travel guidebooks is the person that wrote those usually was there more than a year before, and sometimes 2 years or 3 years before. And so today with the internet, you really want to get more up-to-date information. So we've got a community, like I said, of more than 10 million travelers who are traveling around and discovering great things and sharing them with the rest of the community. And so you can really dive in there, read the reviews, check out their photos, and really get a great idea for not just, you know, where you're going to stay, but the whole trip, what to see there, what to do, what makes that place special.
Travis, I noticed in your bio you've traveled to more than 60 countries. Is there one you would like to go to but you haven't been there?
Oh, my gosh, there's a lot. So I definitely am dying to go to Tbilisi in Georgia. I've heard Georgia is just fantastic. Bucharest was on our list this year in Romania, so that's sort of now like the sort of what people are describing as the next Prague. So it's very cool, you know, was one of the jewels of Europe back in its day, and I think it's becoming a very sort of cool and artsy and trendy city. So both of those are on my list for sure.
Our guest this morning, Travis Katz, co-founder and CEO of Trip.com. Appreciate your time and all your advice this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, Craig.